Quasi-Cerebral Talk and Tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikuitlam First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Ketse, Kwikuitlam, and Stolo First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of this place, and we thank them for their stewardship of the lands and the waters. My name is Leslie, and it has been an active, wild month on Typically Tuesdays. So much has been going on. Started the month off strong with Fun Drive, then we got two idol interviews. I've got a special treat for you coming up next week as well, and I figured between that and those really great interviews that I had with Meika Oceanus and Setsuna, why not bridge those two things together with just a simple playlist of all idols, actually, because, spoiler alert, next week was more idols. But today's playlist is just a bunch of idol music, stuff that I've been getting into recently, stuff that I've been listening to for a while. I think all of it is new music from this year, and it spans many different types of moods and genres even. Get into it. I hope you will. The first track is a cover by Magical Melody, who is an overseas idol based in Seattle. I love her. She sings live. Her concept is a magical girl concept. She even does her own, like, produces and writes her own web show about her idol persona named Magical Melody, who is a magical girl. And she sings a lot of Showa-era pop songs, but the best part, the cherry on top, really, she does it all live while roller skating. Ugh. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Here is her cover of Yu Hayami's Nagisa no Lion. And if anybody wants to book her for a Vancouver Idol event, please do. I'm begging. Here's Magical Melody with Nagisa no Lion. Enjoy.
You are the
Beanie with Salamin Salamin here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie and I've been getting into Beanie. I really like them. I had listened to their music before and had enjoyed it quite a lot. But it's only the past couple of weeks that I've started to really get into what they're all about. And I'm not gonna lie, as a lover of girl groups, having loved girl groups essentially my entire life, I would say Beanie are kind of, they might be in my top five, if not even top three, of girl group performers in general. Like, they're all really well-rounded. They have such an incredible team behind their, like, hair and makeup artistry, and then they're all really synchronized at dancing. They seem like a really fun bunch to see live, and one of my biggest regrets of this year is that they came to Vancouver. I had thought about seeing them in concert, even though at that time, I wasn't super into them. I just liked their music. And then I didn't see them. I actively didn't see them. And there are a lot of reasons why, and I won't get into it because that discussion will prove to be very long. But hey, Beanie, open invitation. Please come on to Typically Tuesdays. I'm feeling very overzealous and overconfident from the past two interviews that I've had with idols. And so I'm like, hey, Beanie, hit me up. You know, I can't pay you, but I love idols, and I'm going to make the bold claim that I could potentially be one of the best interviewers you've ever had simply because I love and appreciate idols so much. More than your average interviewer, possibly. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe not. I'm not a professional. Anyways, that doesn't matter. Beanie, open invitation. Please come on to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM in Vancouver. And please return to Vancouver. I know you will. But please make a pit stop to our station. Anyways, we're going to listen to some more music now. You know what we don't celebrate enough of on Typically Tuesdays? We don't highlight the work of men enough, you know? That is feedback that I have gotten before. Like, Leslie, where are all of the male musicians? Like, I thought you were about, you know, gender equity. It doesn't seem very equitable because all you play are women and other people of marginalized genders on your show. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I hear that feedback. It is true. I think maybe I have maybe just a few biases against men. And I'm going to try to change that today by, you know, celebrating and highlighting the music of men on the program. Because male musicians are just so overlooked on any type of radio show. Anyways, we're going to be playing X-Love, who is a K-pop idol group that's really quite popular right now, especially online. They're like this queer-inspired group, and their music is very fun. You have to watch them dance to it as well. That's what makes, in my opinion, the X-Love experience. I've been really into this track lately, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Please consider watching a video of them performing it. This is X-Love with Beep here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Typically Tuesdays. Beep, 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 and my heart goes beep, 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 and my heart goes beep, 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 and my heart goes beep, 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 and my heart goes down.
Ducks Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
I was given the destiny of a rose, to always live life aflame with passion. The rose blooms with nobility. The rose perishes beautifully.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. You just heard Misophonia with their cover of Bara wa Uskushi Kuchiru. And Misophonia are a US-based overseas idol group gathering a lot of inspiration from Gothic Lolita aesthetics and sound. And you can hear that in this song as well. They just released their debut single. I think it's called Love Poison. And I really like that track as well, but really wanted to play this beautiful rendition of the opening theme to the old Rose of Versailles anime. So I hope you enjoyed that. Before that, you heard Shiri Ife with Tenshi no Hane. Had some fun kind of like dance clubby beats there for you. A lot of, you know, I really appreciate kind of like just like the Heisei era gyaru kind of like sound that Shirei Ife has, and I hope eventually one day that I will be able to catch her live as well. She seems really cool. Next up on the playlist, we've got some intense music, very intense music. You know, a lot of idol music these days, it spans a lot of different genres, and there's a lot of intensity of emotion sometimes in these songs. But look forward to that for the next couple of tracks. We're going to be listening now to a group that was mentioned by Setsuna last week in my interview with her. This is an idol group called No Face, No Reality, based out of Taiwan. And they are very cool. You're just going to have to listen to them. But in this track, they're singing in Taiwanese Hokkien. So I can't speak in Taiwanese Hokkien. So I'm just going to say the English name of the title of the song, which is The Flower of Revolution. Ooh, very cool, right? We'll get into it. Here's No Face, No Reality here on CJSF 90.1 FM, typically Tuesdays. This is The Flower of Revolution. Check it out.
Yeah. spicy. Kahit na ano kaya, come bite me. What you gonna do pag may dumating na maitim na ulap ako kikiligin? Kung totoo ka positibo ay baka lapapraneng. Kasi pag realidad ang harang agad nagising.
Anong pakiramdam? Pamanig sa walang hanggang hanggang. Di ba sa padamdam? Ang katapusan ang lahat ay isinim mo lang. Dito, sa akin di ba lahat tinipon? Kahit hindi ka nagyan, nagliga kaya tapusan. Pagkap ko nang damalasan ay nakaabang.
Do you know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
Call that day.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. You just heard Juice Juice on this like idol music radio takeover hour because I'm doing a little bit of a rest before giving you another idol interview next week. That track was called Hitori de Ikirare Sotte Sore te ne homete iru no, which means I think it can be roughly translated to, you told me that I can live on my own, but is that supposed to be a compliment? And it's about this girl who just went through a breakup because her partner was like, you're too headstrong for me, you're too assertive for me, and you don't actually need me, so we're gonna break up. And she's like grieving their relationship, right? And then at the end, she's like, actually somebody is going to love me for who I am. I don't have to be fragile or submissive for anyone. I can just be me and somebody will love me for that. And that's a beautiful message. It's a little preview also of what we're going to be heading into next with this little bit of the playlist. But before that, you heard SB19 with Dumb. And I don't know why on today's playlist I was like, we really need to have more men screaming. But I just love the intensity of that track. And I believe the song is about, you know, kind of like fighting your inner demons and being like, this is enough. I need to like step up, you know? I don't know why. It's like, I loved that song so much the first time I listened to it that I think it might be up there in one of my top favorite releases of the year. I just really appreciate the intensity of that song. So that was Dumb by SB19. But let's go back really quickly to what Juice Juice were up to, you know? Now we're heading into the sad girl part of this idol music playlist. And I hope you like it. Here is my favorite Setsuna song. And we ran out of time last week to play it, but I hope you enjoy it now. And I think you will. This is Namae mo nai hana. Flower without a name. Here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF.
이렇게 비가 오면 내 맘
dude, all this rain? Come on, what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Hey, it's Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. And you just heard Kita Meki Palettes with Cherry Blossom Rain. Before that, you heard Chu with Only Dance. Oh my god, Only Cry in the Rain. And before we wrap up the show today, because there is going to be more rain, all right? I want to talk quickly about Kita Meki Palettes. I saw them perform for the very first time live a few weeks ago. They are a Seattle-based overseas idol group. And when I found out that they write and produce all of their own music, alongside that, they create their own choreographies, I was just like, I just loved it. I thought it was so great. Yvonne writes the lyrics, and the member named Dietzky composes all the music in their small but growing discography. I just love how much some people love idols. They love idols so much that they will take this actually very rigid and sometimes convoluted concept and just make it their own, and they'll just DIY the heck out of it. It's amazing. I love that so much. So, you know, shout out to Kita Meki Palettes, who are doing it on their own. And shout out to every single overseas idol who was highlighted on today's episode, who are also basically doing everything on their own. You guys are amazing. Send CJSF your music. CJSFMUSC@sfu.ca. Send us your singles. We would love to play them on air. I just had so much fun putting together today's playlist, and I really wanted to showcase the diversity of idols in general, I guess. I think what I'm understanding more is that idols really exist in their own world. It's like the idol sphere, right? It is so removed from a lot of other stuff because it is really, a lot of the times it's really about a concept of a persona. And of course, music is a huge, huge part of that, because at the end of the day, idols are performers of music and dance, but at the same time, I think like the way that acts play with the concept of an idol and play with even just concepts in general and images and visual aesthetics is so fascinating to me. And it is becoming more and more diverse. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. Next week, we're going to be talking to Non-Sweet. We're going to be talking to Non-Sweet about their upcoming single and all the other work that they've got going on. And then after that, we're going to be capping idols for quite a bit, at least until the end of the year. But look forward to that. And tune in to more great CJSF programming. Check out Bitcoover, which airs every Tuesday from 8 to 10 here on 90.1 FM CJSF in the evenings. And DJ Lately, the host of Bitcoover, actually recently did an episode also about idols, but from the virtual perspective, VTubers, virtual idols, I guess. Also kind of like a newer concept that I'm exploring. I think for now, I do prefer the 3D idols a little bit more, but it's a good show, it's a good time, and it's all about chiptune, electronic, video game music, and sometimes virtual idol music. Check it out every Tuesday from 8 to 10 here on 90.1 FM CJSF. All right, one last song for you now. I'm so excited to share it with you as well. This song is called Huwag Muna Tayong Umui by Beanie. And if you speak Tagalog, please, I'm sorry. And also please write in, typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. And the English translation of the title, I believe, means let's not go home just yet. It's about a person who's on a date and they're really enjoying the date, and so they're saying to the person who they're on a date with, you know, let's spend more time together. And the message, you know, is very cute and sweet, but oh my god, these vocals. No. This, in my opinion, this is the reason why people should listen to Beanie. This is why more people should listen to more Beanie. And here they are with the slash track. Let's not go home just yet. Here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, I've been Leslie, and I will talk to you very soon. So much rain. Okay, enjoy.